Without getting too far into the how of it, by which I mean the politics of repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act or not doing that, one of the truisms of the American healthcare economy is that if we could make it more efficient, more effective per dollar spent, that would be a good thing. Texas A&M University is working on that by doing something a little bit different with medical education, integrating engineering into its health-related disciplines. From Dallas, KERA's Lauren Silverman has that story.
In the late 1940s, two Canadian physicians wanted to see if they could use electrical pulses to restart a human heart. They had the medical knowledge, but they needed an engineer. Only problem was...
Well, you know, in those days, there wasn't too much rapport between engineering and medicine.
That's Jack Hobbs, the electrical engineer who helped create the pacemaker more than half a century ago. He's speaking in a 1984 interview with the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.
The medical people didn't know the potential of engineering to assist them, and we knew nothing at all about the medical problems.
In the decades since, the silos separating engineering from medicine have started to break down. You can see the collaboration at startups like Dallas-based Mednoxa. Engineer and former Marine Eric Fry shows off his product, which wouldn't exist without cross-discipline partnerships.
Okay, what is this on the table?
These are prototypes of the core of our technology, which is a bandage that generates oxygen from the chemical decomposition of hydrogen peroxide.
Basically, it's a really fancy Band-Aid. There are tiny channels inside that produce air to help wounds heal. Mednoxa is seeking FDA clearance to sell the bandages by prescription and over the counter. After Fry came up with the idea, he needed to put together a team. People who speak the language of medicine, plus people who speak the languages of engineering and design. But what if doctors or engineers were bilingual, so to speak, from the start? That's the idea behind a new program at Texas A&M University.
InHealth is a new initiative, the first in the country, in fact, that will integrate engineering into all colleges that are a part of the healthcare enterprise.
Roderick Pettigrew is the doctor/engineer leading the charge. Texas A&M recruited him from the National Institutes of Health in Maryland. Pettigrew says the curriculum will challenge students in nursing and medicine, pharmacy, and public health to think about better ways to diagnose, treat, and prevent disease while they're in school.
And from this engineering-based mindset, a mindset that we call physicianeers, should emerge a group of students who are better equipped and more efficient in problem solving.
For instance, students in the School of Medicine would graduate with an MD and master's in engineering in 4 years. Eric Fry, who created those smart Band-Aids, says giving doctors the tools to think like engineers could be valuable.
I think the more cross-training you have, the better it enables all that collaboration that you need.
Just a handful of students are part of the pilot program at Texas A&M now, with plans for several dozen to be part of the first class in 2019. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.